We're hearing UConn music professor Angelina Gedalia as she sits in the selection room of Steinway & Sons in Astoria, New York, playing five grand pianos. She's deciding which piano will be selected for Louis J. Vondermaiden Recital Hall, which is the showcase venue for student and faculty performance. This was part of the next step for UConn in its long-term goal of joining the ranks of all Steinway institutions that includes major universities and prestigious music conservatories. Over the past few years, the School of Fine Arts has started replacing its inventory of 93 aging pianos, some dating to the early 20th century, that are used by 190 music students and 45 teaching faculty in the Department of Music and the guest artists who perform on campus. Purchase of the pianos were made through private philanthropy. Funding for the newest Steinway is through a gift from the Lawrence J. and Natalie D. Portell Foundation, which collaborated with the Persbacher Foundation and the J&R Widmark Foundation for the Vondermaiden piano. Professor Gedalia is a renowned pianist who has performed as a soloist with orchestras around the world and is UConn's Director of Keyboard Studies. 2 days before heading to the Steinway Factory last October, accompanied by the head of music, Eric Rice, and Dean of Fine Arts, Anne DeLeva, she described the kind of piano she hoped to select for Vondermaiden.
What I'm looking for is a really singing tone. For pianists, that's probably the most important thing. So my favorite Steinways are from the 1920s, where they had this like incredible cantabile singing, golden, beautiful, round tone quality that they just don't make anymore. The Steinways have changed throughout the years quite a lot.
Before entering the piano selection room, the UConn group tours the Steinway factory to see part of the three-year process of making a piano. After wood is aged for 2 years, the actual building of a piano starts with the laminating of 17 layers of wood to make the piano's rim. Soon after, there is 12 months of handcrafted work by 450 artisans who make 12,000 individual parts for each instrument. Steinway produces about 2,500 pianos each year. Selection room manager Logan Thompson led the tour, starting in the room where the rim is made.
What they're doing is taking laminates of hard rock maple. So this comes from New England, upstate New York, parts of southern Canada, basically anywhere where you can get maple syrup from. Same trees, same climate, same areas. And they're just applying a thin layer of glue to each laminate. So this is a urethane-based glue. If you ever wanted to make a boat out of wood, you'd use the same stuff. And you'll see that there are actually two different size laminates as far as the width goes. So the first laminates that they're putting through are a little bit narrower, and then you'll see the wider ones come through. The reason why there are two sizes is that it's actually two different rims that are made together as one. So you have an inner rim, which are the narrower laminates, and that's basically going to make like a shelf inside of the rim. And then the outer rim is what you see when you look at the outside of the piano. So after the rims come out of the press, they get put in a brace, and then we stick them in here for 2 to 3 months. So it's a lot longer than most people realize. So this is basically the big wood shop in the factory. So this is where we're taking the rims after they've been conditioned and they're dried out and the wood is now used to this weird shape that it's in. And we're going to start cleaning up the rim, getting rid of all the, you know, the glue drippings and the chips on the veneer. You know, people ask if that's a damaged rim. All that's going to be cut off. And then we'll start putting in all the internal components inside the rim to turn it into a case, which is essentially like, this is the foundation of the house, and then the finished case is like the frame built, and then you can start putting in all your pipes and electrical work and everything like that. You'll see from here, this is where they start, and then we kind of go around and lap around. You'll see the finished result of the work that's done in this department.
It's starting to look like a real piano.
Yeah. That's the fun part. You get to the end of this, and all of a sudden you've got all the pieces together, and now it's like, oh, now it just looks like a piano without a lid.
After the tour, the UConn group enters the selection room where five grand pianos sit. Professor Gedalia starts to play at the first piano and begins to test the tonal qualities of each one, playing selections of compositions from the masters of the classical piano catalog, Chopin, Liszt, Beethoven, and Bach.
I was surprised at how fast that came across. You know, they sort of played the same repertoire on each piano, and then just the difference in the fullness of sound and the richness of each register and the colors across the registers
and then the really full singing tone and the ability of the piano to sustain, and then the bright quality on in the top register without getting metallic, and then the clarity of the bass while at the same time having this really rich, full sound.
Olga Radovic is a first-year Master of Music student in piano performance from Serbia, who had the honor of being the first student to perform with the new Steinway Grand as a winner in the Department of Music's annual Aria Concerto competition. Winners in vocal or instrumental performance have a solo performance with the Yukon Symphony Orchestra in Vandermeiden. In early December, she sat at the 9-foot-long piano that dominated the front of the Vandermeiden stage, with the reflection of its gold cast-iron frame, soundboard, bridge, and strings gleaming on the open lid. Behind her, conductor Harvey Felder raised his baton to lead the Yukon Orchestra as Radovic performed the first movement of Robert Schumann's Piano Concerto in A Minor, Opus 54. She discussed her reaction after learning she would be the first to play the new Steinway, her first rehearsal with the orchestra, and reflected on a performance with the piano.
I was very excited. You don't get to play on a brand new Steinway every day. Quite thrilled, but then right after that excitement, I was a bit worried because new pianos can be challenging to play on. I would say that the dominant feeling was excitement. That day was quite overwhelming on several levels. First of all, it was a first rehearsal, and I haven't played with orchestra in a while, so I was a bit just nervous about that. And also, in front of me was this huge, shiny instrument, and I didn't know what will be its response to my playing. It was quite overwhelming, but then as rehearsal was just going on, I felt better and better, and like you said, it's a big sound, and like what you, for example, listen from audience is a different kind of sound that I hear, because I can hear like sections, I can hear separate instruments, and I'm not used to that, because whenever I listen to a recording, I listen a sound as a whole. That's why first rehearsals are very tricky, because you were just for the first time you can hear all the sound around yourself, and you have to fight them in order to stay there and be present and project your sound. It can be kind of stressful, but it's very rewarding actually. I was pretty happy the way I did it. My idea of my performance and the impression you get from the audience might be very different very often. Actually, by the time I didn't hear the recording, only then I was kind of happy with that. I was just very eager to hear it and see how it actually sounded. I really did enjoy playing it. It was so effortless. It listens to you so good, and basically it plays for itself. It felt like that. I didn't have to put any extra effort. It was very easy and enjoyable. I'm really looking forward to playing it next time whenever it comes.